Woohoo! It's Christmas Eve. As I'm speaking, it is really Christmas Eve. I am putting this out today, and it is 8:29 a.m. as I am recording this. So we are in real time today. And happy early holidays. Happy Christmas Eve. If you celebrate other holidays, not Christmas, then I hope you are having a wonderful season and doing well. And today we are going to be talking about the holidays. Which I've already done a little bit, but I'll tell you more about what this episode's going to be in just a second. But first, you are listening to the Mama Bear Podcast. Welcome. I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan. And this is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, talk about the behind the scenes of our very unique journeys and our very unique worlds. And I always say it, I hope you feel like you're hanging out on my back porch, having a beverage of your choice. Maybe this morning I'm having a hot coffee with sugar, no cream. I don't know what you would be having, but I hope that you are having a good morning. When you're listening to this, if it's evening, afternoon, whatever it may be, middle of the night, I hope you're doing well. Okay, first, before I get into this episode, which has changed minute by minute because of what's going on in our own personal world, and I'll explain that in a second, but I do want to read the review of the week. I started this a while ago. I tried to include a review for every episode because I really do feel like it connects all of us, me on this side of the mic, with you as a listener, and I so appreciate the ratings and reviews I get. That you can leave when you scroll down. I do know that if you're listening not in your iTunes app, like if you're listening on a Droid, that may not be a possibility for you. So I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know. But I do appreciate everyone who is listening with the iTunes app and has left a review in that way. And for the people that have reached out that are not using iPhones to say that they enjoy the podcast, I absolutely so appreciate that. And if any of y'all listening know how for those people to leave reviews, let me know. All right. I've said it before. Reviews help the algorithm. The higher the ratings and reviews, the easier it is for it to show up when somebody hits search for a specific diagnosis or special needs parenting or special education or whatever it may be. It's easier for them to find this amazing community. Here we go. This one came in December 13th. I just want to let you know how thankful I am for this podcast. I was always looking for people who have similar situations. I am the proud mother of a son with CP. He is my world, and it was all new to me when he was born. I can't say thanks enough for this wonderful podcast. I love that people are able to share their stories and just listen and feel like, yes, I have been there before. Thank you so much for taking the time and for those very kind words. That's exactly my hope. I've said it many, many times, but I learned very early on the life-changing shift that can happen when you are speaking with another person who has the same situation. Or maybe it's not exactly the same, but you are both trying to figure out life in a way that is not necessarily typical. And it is just, at least for me, a new world. It's a new world. And my friendships, whether they've been online or in person, or people that don't even know I'm watching them, whether it's on Instagram or blog posts, have just meant the world. So thank you again for that amazing review. I really appreciate it. Okay, another little tidbit of business that is very exciting, the coloring book. So if you happen to listen to last week's episode, or if you follow me on social media, you know that I released an inclusive coloring book that I call The Dream Team that I've been working on for years, off and on, with the help of an illustrator to kind of fulfill a gap that I saw in my own home. My daughter, Abiella, has profound special needs. She has a feeding tube. She has a wheelchair. She's nonverbal. And she was always in these very inclusive and incredible environments, whether it be preschool or going into grade school. But all the activity books did not represent her world here at the house. I was looking around. I could barely find anything that looked like her life. So I created this coloring book. It's totally free. And you can find it by going to my Instagram and clicking the link, or you could go to www.marysusanmcconnell.com/dreamteamcoloringbook. Or if you can't remember that, just go to marysusanmcconnell.com, scroll down, you'll see the big old button for that. But I created it, I put it out totally free, and I didn't even look the first day to see if anybody had downloaded it, because I just didn't want to be sitting there holding my breath, seeing if anybody was, you know, wanting this the way that I had wanted it. And I waited a day. My goal, you know, I thought, okay, if I sign into my account on the back end of this and 10 people have downloaded this, I'll feel good. And if maybe at the end of the week, maybe 30, I'd feel great. Guys, I just checked again this morning before I hopped on here. 558 individual people have signed up to download this book. And the messages I have gotten, I mean, I can hardly breathe right now because it was so over the top. It's so overwhelming. It's so beyond what I had even considered a possibility that I'm completely speechless. And my hope is that it just gets out as many times as possible. And so I've encouraged people to print it once and make copies and give it out to people. And I have gotten so many messages from people all over the world. I'm printing this for my child's class, or I'm printing this for my class because I'm a teacher. Or I got a message in the middle of the night the other night from an ICU nurse saying she was printing off copies for kids in the hospital. And I cannot describe to you what that means to me. So if you are one of those people that have downloaded it, I thank you so much for taking the time to check it out. I hope you're loving it. And if you are, I know that AB and I are going to be coloring on it, and hopefully with her cousins this week coloring. And I would love it if you consider sharing online some of those pictures with me. You can tag me at Mary Susan McConnell. You can use the hashtag Dream Team Coloring Book. You can story it if you're on Instagrams and tag me. I just thank y'all. I thank you. I hope you're enjoying it. There are a lot of different unique circumstances represented in that book, and I hope to do more and include more circumstances. As I've explained before, there was no way for me to fit every situation into a 20-page coloring book, but I am really proud of it, and I'm proud of what we were able to include, and I hope you're enjoying it. So that's that. Thank you. I'm absolutely blown away. I can't wait to see how it goes over the holiday season where people are coloring these things. And if you haven't done a stocking stuffer, print these off, bind them if you want to with a 3-ring binder with one of those slidey things, plastic coverings, or don't bind them. You could staple them. You could just choose to not bind it at all. Roll it up into a little cylinder, tie a bow. Perfect. Perfect gift. And it's a perfect gift for all kids. Okay. Whew, there's that. All right, Christmas Eve. So let me tell you, originally I was going to do an episode where I say things like, I hope you're having a great time. If you're not, you know, you're not alone. This can be challenging. One thing that I spoke about in episode, let's see, what number was that? 28, where I was talking about this time of the year, I mentioned some common stressors and also how things that we can do that are really cozy. So that was my first plan. And then I decided I would actually have my husband, Sean, come on and we'd kind of chat about the holidays. And that was the idea. And then Saturday, our daughter started to, we're actually in the middle of, we had an amazing holiday party. We've had one gathering so far here at the house. It was so much fun. And we had just a blast. I was so grateful that we were able to host Christmas with my mom's side of the family here. And that afternoon and into the evening, AB kind of started to flinch, like her body just like, I don't know, every few seconds, just like, woo, woo, like flinching. And she seemed to be, she wasn't upset, but she was definitely aware of it, that her body was doing this. And so that night, Sean and I really go into, as you do, kind of diagnosing, you know, you're touching, is it this muscle? Is it this joint? Can you stretch this out? Is there a tone? I, of course, was looking as she's waking up right now. I have the monitor, so you may hear that. I, of course, am looking for signs of, is this a muscle reaction or is this kind of borderline seizure activity? All the things you do. And we were able to get her to settle. Eventually, her body kind of stopped. The normal things that I do to kind of help her, hold her in a certain way, were not working. So it was a little bit confusing. And Sean and I both, without saying it, knew the last time we'd seen that kind of reaction with her body was when her hip had come out, was dislocated, and was pinching her sciatic nerve, which became 6 months of a very difficult season for her, which props to our amazing school team because they did everything. We made her wheelchair look like a lazy boy. Like, if y'all remember those, I mean, people have them now. I wish I had one now. The chairs that are just like super comfortable. We'd recline her chair back. We had all these pillows in it. And the reason why was because, yes, we had scheduled surgery, but our surgeon wisely, thank God, knew that if we didn't have some of her tone under control by the time of surgery, that recovery would be incredibly difficult. And then the likelihood of her hip popping right back out was pretty high. So we had to really address her tone, which took months of medication and bumping that up and figuring out what to do before the surgery. So like I said, school even brought in an air mattress for her to lay down because that's how she was most comfortable while being in the classroom with her friends. I mean, it was an unbelievable season, and we do as much as we could because we didn't want her to miss out for months at a time, and she didn't want to either, but it was hard. So we both remember the last time this flinching started, it got really crazy when we were driving home from Christmas two Christmases ago, where all of a sudden something shifted and she couldn't make the drive home in her car seat. I mean, it was awful. We had to pull off the side of the road. Sean had to just hold her in the back seat. And it was the beginning of something that was a challenge. So thank God we checked out her hips. We think her hips are great. She'd just been to the to ortho. We're thinking it's a muscle thing. And so sure enough, we were able to get her to settle down. A very long story to get to the point that yesterday morning she wakes up. She's sleeping great. And then it started again. And we realized we thought it was her feet. We kind of figured that out. So we gave her a foot bath in one of those vibrating hot foot bath things. She loved it. And that helped. We gave her a hot bath. That helped. And the rest of the day went really great. So today we begin our travels. And the first stop is not terribly far away. So that's going to be kind of a test period to see how we're doing. And if we do well and we do well on that trip, then we will continue on to see the rest of the family, which is further away, for the next few days. And if we aren't doing well, then we have to make that really hard choice. This is our honor as parents, is to honor our daughter's body and what she needs to do. And if that means she needs to not be in a car seat, if that means she needs to be in her bed, if that means whatever, that we're there to do it. So the reason I say this is to acknowledge that the holidays are hard to predict. You do not know what's going to happen. And you have to, at least for me, I have found that the best thing I can do is to maintain a stance of flexibility and to eliminate any feelings that you might have tendency towards, how do I put this? You know, you have to almost become tunnel vision for what's best for your child. And that can be a muscle that's difficult. That can be hard. You don't want to miss out on things, and you don't want the people that are, you know, you don't want your family to miss out on seeing your child and the cousins and all of those things. So it is a muscle. And I know I'm not alone in that. I know that that there are people all over the world today thinking, am I going to make that event? Can I do this? Can I do that? Should I stay home? Should I go? Not to mention, there's a lot of you listening that are in the hospital. the hospital stay is one thing on a random Tuesday. It's a different thing on Christmas Eve night. It feels heavier. It can feel difficult. It can feel sad. It can feel scarier. And so I'm thinking of y'all if you're there. I'm thinking of you if you're not in the hospital, but you're in a place that you don't want to be at. Maybe you are not in the spot that you thought you'd be at this point of the year. And, or maybe your year's coming to a close and you're thinking, this isn't how I wanted it to end. I'm thinking about everybody. And I'm also thinking about the people that are having a badass time, loving this season, because we all know that just because we have unique situations does not mean that we're going to have a bad holiday. We've had such magical, magical holidays, including ones that we thought we couldn't make it. I've mentioned, I think it was episode 28, that there was one time we did come all the way back home. You're like, we can't make the drive. We can't go put AB through 9 hours and getting there. And what if it, and it was for totally different reasons. It was for sensory reasons. And we get home because we were going to go from point A to point B to point C. So we went to point A. Instead of going to point B, we came home. And then at 4 a.m., we were like, you know what? We've reconvened. We've regathered our thoughts. And let's just give it a shot. And it was amazing. AB had an amazing time at the beach with her cousins. So you never know. And I'm coming on here at 8:30 on Christmas Eve. I'm surrounded by presents in my little secret office here that I'm about to wrap. And I don't know what our plans are. I don't, but I'm excited to find out. I do know that we are heading out and a friend is coming to be with our little farm here. And we are so very grateful. And we will see. We will see where we are. I'll be on Instagram and I'll be showing what we're doing. I'm at Mary Susan McConnell, MarySusanMcConnell. And I'm really honored to be on this journey with y'all. I'm really honored to know that there's so many of us out there brainstorming. There are so many moments of the next few days that may be incredible. And there might be some that you are really not happy with. And, you know, I was really encouraged by something I read on Instagram the other day. It was a family that said they had planned an elaborate trip for their whole family for Christmas. I mean, really huge trip. I'm talking leaving the country type trip. And it was about 4 days out from them leaving on this holiday venture. And the parents looked at each other and they said, you know what? This is going to be a big old bummer, but we can't do it. And it wasn't because of the kids. You know why? It was because they were exhausted. They were exhausted. They were so sleep deprived that they looked at each other and said, I don't even think it's safe for us to try to do this because neither of us are in a really high alert state of mind. And so they stayed and they immediately kind of dealt with the grief of not going on this trip. And then they went down and got a big old plate of charcuterie and got the stuff they wanted to have a cozy holiday in the home. And that's what they're doing. And sometimes plans don't go as planned. But what I say about that story is that I love that they were not, in that moment, honoring a child situation. They were honoring themselves. We've all got to just be aware. It's like my friend, one of my friends said, you're allowed to acknowledge the exceptions, that we live an exceptional life. And if that means that those parents are too exhausted to move forward with that trip, that's what it means. We have all the grace in the world to do what we need to do. All that to say, I hope that we are going to make all of our stops this Christmas and that everyone will get to see each other and that AB will be comfortable and her muscles will be golden. We are bringing the foot bath. We will see. I'm very excited still about the next few days to come. And I think whatever happens, we're going to be doing really well. So I'm excited for the holidays. I'm excited you're here. Thank you for being here. If you find yourself the next week without anything to do, print off some of those coloring books. Send me pictures. That's what I'm going to be doing. Thank y'all for an amazing, amazing journey with this podcast. I hope you have a cozy, incredible Merry Christmas. And I want to end with saying, that a lot of families out there, I'm thinking of one of my friends right now, who you get out of the hospital and then you go haul it and you do all the things and they're loving it. So I'm always encouraged by my friends who get out there and do the big stuff and have a ball, whether you're making memories in your living room watching a movie or whether you're making memories on a road trip hauling it across the country. It's all good. It's all exciting. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas. All right. Bye-bye.